From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The South Korean Unification Ministry says the second highest ranking official at North Korea's embassy in London has defected to South Korea. A ministry spokesman says Thae Young-ho has arrived with his family in the South Korean capital of Seoul and is under government protection. Turkey is set to release 38,000 prisoners in an apparent move to make space for thousands of people arrested as part of an investigation into last month's failed coup. Dorian Jones reports.
In a tweet Wednesday, Justice Minister Becky Bozdar announced the release of the prisoners sanctioned by a government decree under the current emergency rule. No reason was given for the early release. But in a statement, an official said only non-violent prisoners would be freed and they would remain under supervision. Nearly 20,000 people have been arrested since last month's coup attempt. Human rights groups in Turkey have claimed the prisons are so overcrowded that detainees are being forced to sleep in shifts. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Russian warplanes flew from Iran to carry out airstrikes in Syria for a second day Wednesday. The Russian Defense Ministry said the strikes originated from Hamadan Air Base and were aimed at Islamic State militants. South Sudan's first vice president, Taban Dungay, is asserting his country is peaceful and quiet and moving ahead with reforms following fighting in the capital that killed some 300 people last month. He spoke to journalists in Nairobi Wednesday while in town to meet with Kenya's president. Women's track and field events will occupy most of the Olympic primetime lineup Wednesday night. Medals are being handed out in three high-profile events. This is VOA News. A Brazilian judge ordered Wednesday that American swimmers Ryan Lochte and James Fain not leave the country, stating that they gave conflicting testimonies regarding a robbery earlier this week. Lochte and three other American swimmers said they were robbed at gunpoint early Sunday by thieves posing as police officers who stopped their taxi and took their money and belongings. Judge Caleb Blank requests that the swimmers' passports be seized as authorities investigate the claims. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has made changes to the leadership of his campaign. Trump hired Stephen Bannon, a senior executive at the website Breitbart, to be the campaign chief executive officer, and promoted pollster Kellyanne Conway to campaign manager. The campaign says the shakeup does not affect the role of campaign chairman Paul Manafort. A collection of powerful computer hacking tools developed by the U.S. National Security Agency has mysteriously appeared online. That development could compromise operations at the spy agency and put government and corporate computers at risk. Indonesia observed its Independence Day Wednesday by scuttling 60 foreign fishing boats that had been confiscated while unlawfully fishing in its territorial waters. The Indonesian government has adopted a firm position against illegal fishing.
So as long as the fish is swimming in our EEZ, the coordinate or the where is the fish is swimming, that's Indonesian fish. And someone take it there, it's illegal. And we will catch them.
Officials are especially worried about China's recent expansion of its fishing fleets and occasional encroachment on the waters of other countries. A Malaysian fuel tanker has apparently been hijacked and taken into Indonesian waters. Malaysian maritime authorities said Wednesday the tanker Vir Harmony went missing Tuesday, the day after leaving the port of Tanjung Pelepas. It was carrying about 900,000 liters of diesel fuel. Vice President Joe Biden warned the Kosovar government of what he called the cancer of corruption Wednesday during his first visit to the Balkans since 2009. He called for reconciliation between Serbia and Kosovo.
Both sides have a responsibility to follow through on the commitments made in Brussels and to look for new areas to keep the dialogue moving forward once that's done. It can't be the end. It should be the beginning.
Vice President Joe Biden, authorities in the western U.S. state of California ordered the evacuation of more than 82,000 people. That after a rapidly spreading wildfire broke out Tuesday north of San Bernardino. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.